Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our high nearing 48. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 21. A slight chance for rain and snow throughout Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our high nearing 39. Snow showers likely Wednesday night with a low around 15. Snow showers continue on Thursday with our high nearing 25 and 8 degrees Thursday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 18 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Kansas man was sentenced Thursday to 48 years and 9 months in jail for the death of his ex-girlfriend. Jeremy Lardner, 39, of Topeka, was sentenced for second-degree murder for the death of Brandy Purchill, 36, who was found dead in Lardner's gas-filled home on November 1, 2019. She had suffered blunt force trauma and was dead at the scene, police said. Lardner was found unconscious in the home and was charged with Purchill's murder after he was released from the hospital. Geary County Schools has dropped its mask requirements for schools not on Fort Riley. USD 475 Board of Education voted Monday night to make masks optional for students, staff, and visitors not on Fort Riley. The decision goes into effect today. The district says its test-to-stay program will also be suspended. Anyone testing positive for COVID-19 will need to stay away from the school for 5 days and are encouraged to wear a mask for 5 days after their return. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Wichita police investigated a shooting in North Wichita. At approximately 5 p.m. Monday, officers responded to a shooting call in the 700 block of North Broadway. According to Officer Davidson and the Wichita Police Department Public Information Unit, when officers arrived on the scene, they found a man believed to be in his 20s shot. He was pronounced dead on the scene. Officer Davidson says police did take one individual into custody. The shooting remains under investigation. Police are asking anyone with information to call the police or Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. The mask mandate for the state's largest school district will continue through Friday. During Monday's USD 259 Wichita Public School Board meeting, the board members, by a 4-2 vote, rejected a motion to immediately remove the mask mandate. The district begins spring break on Friday. The board did approve to add no masks on school buses as of March 10th, consistent with CDC guidelines. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Huh. The average person spends 8 days searching for new tires? Stop searching and start driving. Between February 16th and March 7th, get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires, including the Michelin Cross Climate 2 tire.
See Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals, promotions, and rebates for complete details. Offer expires March 7th, 2022. Void where prohibited.
Stop on and see Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A man pleaded guilty to killing 2 workers and injuring 2 others at a Nebraska fast food restaurant last fall. The Sarpy County attorney says Roberto Silva Jr. pleaded guilty on Monday to all charges related to the November 21st, 2021 shooting at a Sonic drive-in restaurant in the Omaha suburb of Bellevue. Silva faced 2 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of attempted murder, and arson. He was accused of setting fire to a U-Haul truck that had been driven to the Sonic drive-in and then shooting into the restaurant. When officers arrived, they found the U-Haul ablaze and 4 victims in the business. An unexpected amount of snow in eastern Nebraska left one person dead in a crash on a snow-slicked highway. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office says 39-year-old Heidi Parrish of Talmadge died after she lost control of her pickup truck early Monday morning on Nebraska Highway 2 near Palmyra and collided with another pickup. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation comes in many forms. Elder abuse is taking money or valuable items, pushing, shoving, or leaving bruises. It's leaving the elderly unattended or without food when they cannot care for themselves. If you know or suspect an elderly person is being abused physically, emotionally, sexually, or financially, call the Kansas Adult Protective Services Hotline at 1-800-922-5330. Elder Kansans deserve honor and respect, not abuse. Remember, elder abuse is a crime. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with the station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week voted unanimously to appoint Cheryl Scala as Marshall County Health Nurse effective March 1st at a rate of $60,000 annually with a review in 6 months. She'll take the place of Sue Rhodes, who earlier announced her resignation, taking a position with Country Place Senior Living. Scala's been with the County Health Department since 2007, and a search for her replacement will begin soon. County Attorney Megan Voracek has submitted her resignation for personal reasons effective March 23rd. With that, she did not want to make the decision regarding moving the county attorney's office to a new jail facility. On that subject, the contract for construction manager at risk has been forwarded to AHRS Construction for review. The architect will be meeting with Sheriff Tim Ackerman next week, and they will bring drawings with both options to review. After further consideration, it was determined it's in the best interest to continue to plan on moving the county attorney's office. Public Works Administrator met with the board advising that Gage County Supervisor called and reported they've reopened the conversation regarding a bridge on State Line Road in Oquito Township with a new estimate of $193,000, adding the possibility of $25,000 for additional drilling if necessary. The bridge crew is starting a bridge replacement on 13th Road north of Sunflower Road. Representatives with Invenergy Grain Belt Express met with the board and presented information regarding the transmission line that's proposed through Kansas. Currently, we'll start in Ford County and encompass 14 counties ending in Doniphan County. The project is state tax exempt for 10 years per KCC regulations and is fully approved by the KCC. There will be approximately 4 towers per mile. The county will receive payment of $7,500 per linear mile prior to the project beginning. Invenergy does have the authority to exert eminent domain, but they reported that's not something they like to do. There are over 1,700 easements needed throughout Kansas and Missouri, and they have landowner voluntary execution on some 1,100 at this time. Construction is anticipated to begin 2023 or 24, and they hope to be in service by the fourth quarter of 2025. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously to approve the road use agreement and haul route. Washington County Commissioners heard an update on the Neighborhood Revitalization Program last week's meeting, noting 73 applications with 23 projects underway this year. Commissioners declined a request from JBN Telephone for funding toward broadband revitalization and upgrades in the Barnes area. A house fire Sunday in Washington County resulted in the death of Gary Romeen, who was a resident and was found deceased by authorities inside the house with fire-related contributors as the presumed cause of death. Washington, Hanover, and Greenlee fire departments responded, as well as sheriff's officers and EMT. The official investigation continues, and the Kansas Fire Marshal's office has been called to assist, although at this time no foul play is suspected based on preliminary evidence available at this time. Again, the fatality in a house fire Sunday in Washington County, Gary Romeen. Kansas FFA will stop in Marysville Wednesday afternoon as part of a series of community engagement meetings highlighting Kansas FFA and the impact on local communities. The public is invited, with RSVP due, through the KansasFFAFoundation.org website, which includes more details. The stop in Marysville at Landall Lanes is Wednesday, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., with other stops in northeast Kansas planned in Wamego, Holton, Sabetha, and Hiawatha. Discussions will include what is in store for the future of the organization. Hanover schools will dismiss at noon Wednesday with no classes Thursday and Friday as teams open play in the state basketball tournament in Great Bend. Boys tip off Wednesday at 6, girls Thursday at 8. Valley Heights schools will dismiss Wednesday at 2 as the Lady Mustangs tip off at 4 in Manhattan in the state basketball tournament. A community-wide pep rally is planned Wednesday at 12:15 in the junior-senior high gym with a send-off at 12:45. The housing rehabilitation grant meeting planned Wednesday evening in Blue Rapids has been postponed due to the game. Earl H. Holdehoff, age 80, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church north of Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family with great friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Earl Holdehoff. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, mandarin oranges, and cake. Tomorrow, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, Normandy blend, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures continuing to stay on the warmer side today before cooling back down throughout Wednesday and Thursday. A cold front will start to make its way through later on Wednesday, and snow showers will continue throughout Thursday. Temperatures will stay cooler throughout the end of this week before warming back up on Saturday. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the lower 30s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower to mid 40s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will stay a bit more on the mild side overnight tonight, with our lows ranging in the upper teens and lower 20s throughout Iowa, the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Nebraska, the upper teens and upper 20s throughout Kansas, and the mid-20s to lower 30s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will stay cooler on Wednesday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early March 53, record high on this date 79. The average low 29, and the record low 2 below 0. Sunset this evening 6:27, sunrise in the morning at 6:50. Sunshine 18 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 8th of March. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
Harden fitting in and Popovich makes history. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. James Harden making friends in Philadelphia, dishing out 14 assists as the 76ers tame the slumping Bulls, 121-106.
Now Harden to Embiid, down the lane! Oh, baby! Right down Broad Street! Joel Embiid throws it down! Harden with the dish!
On WPEN, 43 points for Embiid, who's never lost to the Bulls. Greg Popovich now tied with Don Nelson for the most wins by a coach in NBA history. The Spurs rallied to beat the Lakers 117-110 last night, giving Popovich his 1,335th career victory. He'll try to pass Nelson Wednesday night when the Spurs host the Raptors. Baseball negotiations continue, with negotiators for owners telling locked-out players they'll cancel a second week of games if a deal is not reached by tonight. The owners also say today is the last chance to get a deal that'll allow for a full 162-game season. More NBA, Julius Randle scored 46, and the lowly Knicks dispatched the even more lowly Kings, 131-115. Nikola Jokic put up a triple-double for the second straight night. The Nuggets knocked off the depleted Warriors, 131-124. Colleges, Chattanooga is through to the big dance, beating Furman at the buzzer in overtime to win the Southern Conference Tournament.
David Jean Baptiste drives, goes up, three-pointer on the way. God, he hit it! David Jean Baptiste, three at the buzzer! Bucks win it!
Our thanks to Learfield, 64-63 the final. NHL, Austin Matthews became the first player to reach 40 goals this season as the Maple Leafs downed the Blue Jackets 5-4. NFL, Falcons receiver Calvin Ridley's been suspended for the entire 2022 campaign for betting on games last year. Ridley was not with the Falcons at the time, having stepped away to address mental issues. Ridley wrote on Twitter that he bet only $1,500 total and does not have a gambling problem. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
State basketball tournament action this week as we follow Valley Heights girls, Hanover girls, and boys live on FM 95.5. The action tips off Wednesday at Manhattan for Valley Heights at 4 o'clock. Hanover boys tip off at Great Bend Wednesday at 6. Hanover girls tip off Thursday at 8. Live continuing coverage of the Valley Heights girls, Hanover boys, and girls on FM 95.5, KNDYRadio.com, and on our free mobile apps, now available for Android and iPhones, too.
My fellow Americans, I have something very special to share. The Boyer Limousine Bull Sale. I fully endorse these bulls. Really, really good. Have the most perfect temperament. It's really something. World-class performance in calving ease. Never before has the world seen anything like it. Don't miss the 31st annual Boyer Limousine Production Sale, Sunday the 13th at 1, selling 40 bulls and 20 open heifers. The bulls you get at Boyer Limousine are really, really big. Not the teeny-weeny bulls you see at other sales. Call Jay with questions. 696-4410.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization reporting that global food prices hit their highest level on record last month, and that doesn't account for the full effects of the Ukraine crisis. FAO Food Price Index averaged 140.7 points in February. That beat the previous high of February of 2011 by 3.1 points. In a separate analysis, FAO forecast world wheat production to rise 1.9% this year, contributing to a small 0.7 increase in overall grain production. Ukraine's corn and wheat production set records last year, but the FAO report notes that significant damage to infrastructure, particularly ports and rail facilities, could curb the export capacity to ship grains. Russian fertilizer manufacturers are told by their government to stop exporting fertilizers, and experts say the action will put further pressure on fertilizer prices paid by U.S. farmers. The world's biggest importer of commodities is feeling the pinch of that Russian invasion of Ukraine. China buying large numbers of U.S. corn and soybeans to help offset potential shortages in world commodity supplies because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and slower harvests in South America. Chinese buyers booked 20 cargoes of American soybeans, 10 shipments of corn. The purchases show the high demand in China as the country worries about long-term availability of grains in the world market. The buying is taking place after the Phase 1 trade deal between China and the U.S. expired without targets getting met. While both countries are talking about extending the deal, China will likely keep buying more American commodities to get what it needs. As shipments from Russia and Ukraine drastically slow, China has become a major buyer of Ukraine's corn and barley, as well as sunflower oil from both Ukraine and Russia. That's an Ag News update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Stickland report from our partners over at Cake News.
Well, as we keep track of the bankers who keep us going on the farm, we still see they're pretty happy, folks. I think we're going to be okay through 2022 if you want to borrow a few bucks to run a farm. And the reason I say that is because they do a lot of surveying. In fact, I have information now that the Chicago and the Kansas City Federal Reserve regions have just got their information back, and it looks pretty good. They continue to see farmland prices. They pretty much say that it's over 20% rise in the last year on farmland prices in this part of the country. In the meantime, about 50% of the respondents expect farmland values to increase this year. However, there's another 50% that says it's going to steady it out. And some of the bankers are kind of concerned about how fast it went up. And they think maybe there could be some decreases before the end of this year, but not much of that. Just a little tingling of it here and there. So all in all, the number of problem loans, way down all across the country. These good prices have helped our fine farmers a bunch. Let's hope that we can hang in there now with the expenses where they are. Other side of the ledger, the USDA estimate of Brazilian agriculture and Argentina agriculture came out showing that they lowered soybean crop in Brazil 5 million tons, Argentina 1.5 million, Paraguay 2.2 million. Those were all numbers way, way below the trade guess. Trade thinks it's way more than that, and most of us think that the USDA will be slowly, slowly getting the figures right. They just don't like to do it all at one time. And they're putting prices for our grain up from last year some, not a lot. See you in the next Equine Report.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Thursday, March 10th, I want to invite you to join me, John McCurry, in Burton, Kansas, for the 45th anniversary McCurry Angus Ranch Bull Sale. This year's offering includes 80 bulls with genomic enhanced EPDs and complete performance information. Included is 65 head of fall long-aged 20-month yearlings, 15 spring fancy yearlings. 50% of these bulls are safe to use on heifers by breed-leading sires such as Justified, Bravo, Relevant, Rainmaker, and grandsons of the Foundation Bulls of Final Answer and Bismarck. These individuals are built with the cow herd in mind, with muscle, structure, doability, and maternal function in mind. I invite you to go to McCurryAngus.com to look at videos in the catalog, or call me, John, at 620-727-5197. Again, that number is 620-727-5197. We'll see you March 10th.
McCurry Angus Ranch. Find them online at McCurryAngus.com.
Get on target with the very best Perfert and Angus seed stock at the On Target Bull Sale Saturday, March 19th, 1 o'clock. On Target Bull Development Center at 990 Tumbleweed Road, north of Blue Rapids off Highway 77. Featuring 35 Hereford bulls, 20 Hereford first calf pairs, and 12 Hereford heifers from Spring Hill Herefords, plus 27 Angus bulls and 10 Angus heifers from Alcove Cattle Company. Broadcast on DV Auction. To see the catalog and videos, go online to OnTargetBullSale.com. For calving ease, performance, feedlot efficiency, and carcass quality, it's the On Target Bull Sale Saturday, March 19th.
March weather lore isn't all about lions and lambs, so look at some of this month's other weather wisdom today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 8th. It is the 67th day of the year, and Monkees member Mickey Dolenz has a birthday. March weather isn't all about lions and lambs. There's a wealth of other proverbs that you can put to the test this month. Here's a few. So many mists in March you see, so many frosts in May will be. Thunder in March is said to bring a fruitful yet sorrowful year. And here's one with a proven scientific basis. A year of snow, a year of plenty. Lingering snow delays the blossoming of fruit trees until the threat of frost is past. It also minimizes thaw-freeze cycles harmful to winter grains. Oh, and about those lions and lambs, we revisit those at the end of the month. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore at almanac.com.
/729 from KNDY. Sunshine, but 18 chilly degrees. Highs warming to around 50 today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas's Ochai Agbaje was the unanimous selection in earning Kansas's 11th Big 12 Player of the Year honor, while Baylor's Scott Drew collected his third consecutive Big 12 Coach of the Year accolade in the 2021-22 Phillips 66 All-Big 12 Men's Basketball Awards chosen by the head coaches. The All-Big 12 first team included Agbaje from Kansas and Nigel Pack from Kansas State. With the regular season completed, the Big 12 Women's Basketball Awards were awarded to the best players in the conference. After leading the Jayhawks to a 20-win season, KU head coach Brandon Schneider was named the Big 12 Coach of the Year. Also honored were two of the best players for both the Jayhawks and the Wildcats. Ayoka Lee was unanimously named to her third career All-Big 12 first team, and Holly Kurzgeiter also was named for the first time to the All-Big 12 first team. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Area high school basketball teams hit a state tournament action this week. Class 1A Division II at the Barton Community College in Great Bend. Hanover boys are top seed and face 8th seed Central Plains with just 4 wins on the season Wednesday at 6. Game live on FM 95.5. With a win, Hanover boys faced the 4-5 seed winner Buckland or Caldwell Friday at 6. Other quarterfinal matchups, 2nd seed Greeley County versus Pawnee Heights, and 3rd seed Northern Valley meets Waverly. On the girls' side, Hanover Lady Wildcats have a number 6 seed and face 3rd seed Lebo Thursday at 8. Game live on FM 95.5. With a win, Lady Wildcats face 2nd seed Central Plains or 7th seed St. John's Tipton Friday at 8. Other first round action, top seed Golden Plains versus 8th seed Buckland. 4-5 seeds are South Haven and Central Christian. 1A Division 1 at Dodge City. 2nd seed Centralia meets 7th seed Spearville Thursday night at 6. With a win, Lady Panthers would face 3rd seed Little River or number 6 Burlingame Friday at 8. Top seed Hodgman County faces 8th seed Clifton Clyde in first round play, and the 4-5 seeds are Osborne and Pretty Prairie. On the boys' side, Troy meets top seed Olpe Wednesday at 2. If they survive, they would play Osborne or Maxville, with Norwich, Solomon, South Gray, and Ness City rounding out the field. Class 2A, Valley Heights Lady Mustangs have a number 5 seed and face 4th seed Berean Academy Wednesday at 4 in Manhattan. Game live on FM 95.5. Now the quarterfinal matchups. Top seed Sterling meets Mission Valley. 2nd seed St. Mary's Colgan versus Garden Plain. 3rd seed Jackson Heights takes on Smith Center. Lady Mustangs would win Wednesday. They'd face the winner of a Sterling Mission Valley game Friday at 2 in Manhattan. Clay Center girls, Abilene boys advance in 4A state tournament action.
KNDY.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
On the road again.
Like a band's gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
I can't wait to get on the road.